Look at all this. Man. Can't believe they let us in here before the others. I mean, this is a new crypt to explore. After that sandstorm revealed the entrance, they must have all been jumping at the chance to see what's in here. Especially more so after those strange hieroglyphs at the entrance. Maybe they chose us since I specialize in erotic archaeology. What do they say, you ask? Something about a land of pleasure. They think it's something to do with an afterlife. I, on the other hand, say it's much more mortal. I think it has something to do with the carnal desires of man. Oh, look at you blush. Even in the dark, I can see that in the flashlight. That embarrassed you, didn't it? Oh, you're so innocent. Don't worry, it's cute. I know those hieroglyphs are something more lustful. Let's just call it a hunch or a vibe. But I've learned to trust those hunches. Well, let's see here. You feel that? It's a draft. That means there must be a hidden chamber nearby. No, don't be so meek on me. There must be an entrance somewhere. Help me find it. Oh, here we go. Just a little more pressure. Push with me. And then... pop. Hidden door. Oh, push, push. Don't worry your pretty little head. If it was booby-trapped, we'd have run into more of those on our way in. Now let's see what's in this hidden chamber. Oh, you feel that? Whew. A shiver went right through me entering this chamber, and it's hitting a most pleasant spot. I must mean my guess was correct. Eat that, you armchair archaeologists. There's that blush again. Makes you look so precious. Now, be a precious over here and help me look around. Nothing much around the room. A couple pots, pot shards. Curiously enough, some decomposed paddles. Some whips of some sort. That's interesting. Oh, look. There's a weird contraption above this raised slab. Huh. Are those wrappings hanging from it? Yeah, they do look like it, don't they? That doesn't make any sense. If this was a place for processing the dead, we'd see more places for the bodies. Different slabs, different tools. My hypothesis better not be wrong. There seems to be some hieroglyphs on the sides of these slabs. What do they say? Whoever touches this slab shall be bound and cursed to reach the apex of pleasure, but never fall, never crest it. A curse. Now we're talking. Let's see, it says, the only way to break the curse. God damn it. My torch died. Be a dear, come over here and flash me. Be more careful. If I hadn't grabbed onto the slab, I'd have went face first into the slab. Oh, what's with these bandages? They're moving like they have a mind of their own. They're wrapping around me and, oh God, they're ripping my clothes. Oh, you've got to get me out of these things quickly. Oh, what do you mean they won't break? Oh, why am I so hot and aroused? Oh, it must be that curse. It must be acting as some sort of aphrodisiac. Just you touching me is enamoring. Oh, you feel it too? Oh, I can tell you're lying. You've had a hard-on even before we got into the chamber. Oh, it's so hot knowing I do that to you. If the roles were reversed, oh, yes. Oh, oh, I wouldn't hesitate. I would become your mummy in a heartbeat. But not like I am now. My body, it needs you. Yes, I need you. I need your cock now. You want me to beg? You little... Fine. Please. 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 Let me have your cock. What are you doing? Oh. So, that's what that thing is for. Now I'm upside down and at eye level with your cock. Can you bring it out, please? Finally, there it is. How could you hide something so wondrous from me for so long? I need it. Yes, just please. Please let me lick it. Please. I can't move closer to your cock. You need to bring it. Bring it closer to my mouth. Oh, there. Oh, thank you. Thank you for letting me taste your cock. Gods, this feels so much better than usual. I'm much more sensitive. Oh, your breath on my pussy is driving me crazy. Lick me. Oh, no, no, no. Bring your cock back here. Oh, fine. Touch me, please. Please touch my pussy so I can continue to suck your cock. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you for licking my pussy. Ah, oh, it feels so good with your mouth on it. Oh, yes, there's your cocker. I'm so close. Why can't I come? Please, please let me come. Please, 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 please let me come. Oh, you feel so good. Why can't I come? Oh, fuck. The curse must be preventing me from coming. It's holding me right there on the brink. I didn't finish translating it. Oh, it's so hard to read with your tongue in me. The only way to break a curse is to take someone beyond the peak of pleasure. Let me come. Please let me come. It's not fair. I need to come. I need to come. I can tell you're close. Use me. Use me to make you come so I can... what do you mean? What do you mean that my telling you what to do needs, I need to be, punished? Oh, okay. You came. Oh, you're letting me down. Oh, yes. Oh, take these off of me. Oh, they're loosening on their own. I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think you had that in you. Guess there is something that isn't quite so meek inside of you. What was that? You've been crushing on me since you became my assistant, haven't you? Well, I can't lie and say I didn't also have those feelings, those thoughts. But it would have been so unprofessional if I had acted upon them. Help me up, will you? Thank you. Oh, wish you could have done more, huh? Yeah?
Be careful what you wish for.
I was tempted to do this before the curse, but I guess we just needed a little tug. Oh, look at that blush again. I can't believe that this much of a blush there is on this face. The face of a man that just fucked my mouth a minute ago. Guess that's my sweet guy showing himself again. Speaking of the showing yourself, you're on full display for me now. Nothing is hidden from my sight. Oh, I have to say that this is better than what I imagined. Oh, yes, I have imagined you. Imagine what you would look like without your clothes on. I did just say that I would have jumped you if I wasn't your boss, if it wasn't so unprofessional. Speaking of unprofessional, you jumped me the first chance you got, not even thoroughly looking for a way to get me out of it, nor letting me think it through, just started teasing me, getting your dick all wet, all while being a bit of a dom yourself. Now that deserves some punishment and some fun for me. You're so lucky that I love my punishments. Also, you're so lucky that I'm horny beyond belief right now, or else I'd keep you hung up there for hours, maybe days. Now, let's take a moment here and appreciate this. Even though you just came, the curse seems to have gotten you back into action so beautifully. Although I'd imagine if there wasn't a curse, you might be this hard already if it was the same situation. You tied up, naked, with me walking around you, naked. Looked at, admired, and used. It gets both of us going, doesn't it? Was that a twitch? Ah, it was, wasn't it? Looks like the curse also makes you extra, extra sensitive. Let me just move closer and start touching this beautiful cock. Oh, you're so hard. So ready for me. I like it. No, I'm not going to start stroking your cock until you beg for it. No, not ask for it. Try again. Beg. Start begging. There we go. Those pegs, those moans, those whimpers are like music to my ears. I absolutely adore boys that moan for me. Even more so when they moan into my mouth. I hope you don't mind, as if you could stop me, but I'm going to get myself started. Not that you have a say in it, but being on the peak for this long makes me really want to finish what you started. feels good in my hand. I think you've gotten even bigger than when I blew you. I guess this curse isn't so bad. Let me just switch hands real quick. Oh, you feel that? That's wetness from my pussy right now. Oh, I feel like I'm dripping on the floor. And now you're feeling all that on your cock. It's driving you crazy, isn't it? The thought of how my pussy would feel on your cock right now. Thinking about how wet it is for you. All in due time. But for now, some more fun. You like it, don't you? Should I go faster? Something tells me I should go faster. Oh, oops. Why did I stop? Oh, you didn't say please. You didn't beg. You told me. Not fair. It's perfectly fair. It's part of your punishment. Now I'm going to test a theory. For science. I do love the way your ass feels when I slap it with my damp hand. And even more, how you jump with each one. Good thing you aren't sitting. Now, I'm going to make myself come without touching you. Consider that your punishment. And I'm testing something. You can watch. Don't close your eyes. I know, it must be killing you. Seeing me touch myself while you're left hanging there. Literally, too. But it's so convenient to punish you and test something. Oh, if it makes you feel any better, it's killing me too. Not touching you. Seeing your cock hanging there, dripping. Not riding you when I get to come. It's just not the same. Feeling your breath on my skin. Your heat. Oh, it makes it all so much more amazing. Oh. That look in your eyes. Oh, that pleading. Oh, I'm gonna come. Oh, it's oh fuck. I needed that. And look at you. You're still bound and hard. Guess my theory is correct. You need to be the source of the pleasure for me to break the curse for you. I guess that means I can play with you a bit more, doesn't it? Now look at my baby, leaking everywhere, so full of cum. It really is torture for you, isn't it? Seeing me cum, seeing my breasts heave, watching my fingers disappear inside of where you want to be, all while you're left hanging in the breeze. Don't worry. I can take care of that for you. I just need to hear the magic words. Please, Please what? There we go. Let me just... Good boy. Good boy for begging so politely. There's so much pre-cum coming out of your cock. It's like a faucet. You must really be hitting that edge. Just not being able to come now. And I'm going too slow, aren't I? It's terrible, isn't it? Now you know what I felt. Good thing there's so much pre-cum. I love the taste of it. Truth be told, I love tasting my good boy. You want me to stop? Oh, you can't take all the pleasure. Well, consider that the punishment. My good boy was so naughty. That I have to punish him. There. That should be enough punishment for you. I could hear it in your whimpers. You have learned your lesson, haven't you? Good. Now that you've learned your lesson, how about a reward? Let me just lower this thing so that you're suspended. Suspended for your reward. Leaning back for me so that I can ride you. I wish this thing had more wrapping so that I can make it into a smart swing. I like the sound of that. Now I'm going to climb on top of you. You can't move. You can't fight. But you can certainly feel how wet I am. Feel me teasing you at my entrance. Oh, you feel good. Yes, I'm still very wet. But oh, I need to hear the words. And they better be the right words before I... that's right. Please use my cock to make you come was exactly what I was looking for. Let me just slide down my... Oh, good, selfless boy. Oh, you feel better than I thought you would. Fuck. You may have been thinking that I was being cruel with holding off on this. Oh, well, that isn't all exactly false. Oh, I was doing it to make this moment, the moment where you filled my pussy, feel so much better. Oh, it does feel good. Also, it was a bit of tit for tat. Speaking of tit, I'm going to lean down and you're going to do your job. Got it? Good boy. Now I'm just going to grind on your dick while you play with my nipple in your mouth. Oh, yes. Oh, suck. Oh, good boy. Oh, suck on the other one. Oh, yes, they're so hard. I can tell that the curse is really doing a number on you. I've been feeling your cock twitch nonstop inside me since you started sucking my nipples. All the pre-cum too. My God, if it wasn't for the curse, I'd swear you've been coming in me this whole time with the amount of leaking you're doing. Oh, yes. Now I'm going to really start riding you harder. Oh, was that a whimper? Oh, did you whimper when I took my tits away? Or was that because I was going to ride you like this? Oh, that's adorable. Oh, so adorable of my cute boy. Oh. But being cute doesn't excuse you of begging. And with your mouth free, you better start moaning and begging. Oh, yeah. Better be the right kind of begging. Yes. Yes, I'll beg. Oh, whimper. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so full. Oh, so wet. It's dripping down your sides. Fuck. Oh, your cock feels so good. Feels like it's going to burst any second. I fell to getting bigger, well, inside me. Oh, it feels agonizingly incredible, stretching me while I fuck you. Oh, too much? Not for me, it isn't. And you want to please me, right? Good boy. For my pleasure before your own. The sounds that you're making are gonna send me over the edge. Oh, I'm so close. I'm gonna count us down, okay? I'm gonna count. I'm gonna come on one. That's it. And you're gonna come on zero. Got it? Of course you do. There is no way you're not going to come inside me when you have a chance. But I have to come first, remember? This curse. This curse. Okay, start begging. 10. 9. Fuck. Beg harder. 8. 7. You've got to beg harder than that. 6. I can always jump off and finish myself. Leave you hanging again. So 5. Beg harder. 4. Fuck. There you go. 3. Fuck. 2. Oh, you're so cute, begging. Now look at me. Oh, look at me in the eyes. 1. And 0. Come for me. Oh, my cute boy. Fuck. I can feel you exploding inside me. Oh, there's so much. You're filling me up. Oh, that look on your face. It's fucking fantastic. Makes me want to. Fuck. Who's my good boy? Oh, waiting so long for my pleasure to experience his. That's right, you. Oh, thank you, darling. Thank you for holding out for so long. What? Oh, was it good for me? Oh, of course. It was one of the best fucks I've had. And all thanks to my cute, innocent, shy boy. Mine? Oh, of course. You are my cute boy now. All mine. How do I know you don't have a girlfriend? Doesn't matter. I'd ask her to share. If not, then I'd steal you from her. Besides, I can tell that you don't have that much experience. And although I'm more than happy to help you learn, I am not willing to let you go. Besides, I guess we have to get going before they worry about us being gone for so long. Also, we have to make up some reason why we're naked. I think we can figure out how to seal up this chamber while we get dressed. Yes, we're going to relocate our little hanging friend up there so that I can play with your not quite so little hanging friend some more. Oh, my cute boy. Let's get dressed. We have some work to do.